From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino.
One of my favorite all-time dishes is sancocho, which is like a soup or a stew that has different variations throughout Latin America. And it's just a hearty meal with different vegetables and meats. And I bring this up because this week's show is a little bit like a delicious sancochito.
And we've concocted a stew of very different bands, from Spanish indie rock to Puerto Rican electro tropical.
With a dash of hip-hop Colombian cumbia and a tablespoon of Brazilian grunge rock.
Mmm, qué rico. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. It's finger-licking good, delicioso, gustoso. It's Alt Latino. Estafa colectiva, promesas incumplidas, veía fiesta en el Carmen. Y ahí nadie bailaba, siquiera ese canalla que amenizaba con bebés. Eran miles de estos que aburren a los muertos, que nadie entiende su porqué. Comida la asesina, me fui hacia la cabina, gritando así despifique. ¿No ves que se me van los pies? A casa escuchar un cassette. ¿No ves que se me van?
It feels like we've gone in the Wayback Machine. What is this? This is cool.
This is Los Guincas. It's a Spanish band. This is from their recent album. It's called Retumbarama. And Felix, we've already discussed on the show that Spain has an amazing indie rock and rockabilly and punk rock scene. And I love this sound. It's so like surfer rock, rockabilly. It's very danceable. It's fantastic. I love it.
Oh, nice little guitar solo.
What era would you say this is?
I'm assuming it's new because it's a new album, but it sounds like it's some of the British Invasion stuff from the mid-60s. Could be early Kinks and maybe late-end Yardbirds, you know, this stuff that was sort of blues-based, but then definitely pop-based. Rolling Stones sounded like that initially a little bit. That guitar sound, that poppy, jangly sound. So it sounds from that era. Obviously, it's a new album because it was just released. So they're, what are they, retro? What are they doing?
Yeah, they're retro.
That's nice.
What are they, retro or something?
It's nice. I like these guys.
Well, moving on to a more modern sound. This is the band Electron and the song Soltura Ideal.
Irracional, con proyección internacional y una soltura ideal, permanente despreocupación, con elegancia y distinción, atravesas mi corazón, febrilmente, ya estoy listo para despegar.
This is
the Argentine band Electron, and the members of Electron come from other pretty well-known high-profile Argentine rock bands, from Los Brujos and from Babasónicos. Huh. And I like this song because it's very exhilarating, and he's actually saying, ya estoy listo para despegar, I'm ready to take off. Something about it feels like you've worked really hard for something and you're just ready.
This song also, to me, sounds like a period piece as well, too. With the acoustic guitar and the harmonies, it sort of reminds me of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
I was kind of hearing like maybe also like a Mamas and the Papas, yeah. Like with the pa-pa-pa-pa.
Yeah, very pop.
Isn't that like such an exhilarating chorus?
Yeah, and see how they're interlocking the harmonies and the vocal parts. It could be Mamas and Papas. It could be Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young doing the Mamas and the Papas. It's well crafted. I like it.
We're pretty guitar heavy this week.
It's one of my pet peeves about modern music is not enough guitar.
Really? And, yeah. Well, I feel like we've been doing a lot of dance and electronica shows. We've had several guest DJs that do kind of club hits, and it was time to do more rock and roll.
That's fine with me. What's next?
Speaking of rock and roll, we have Brazilian grunge, much to the pleasure of our producer, Mike Katziff, who loves Brazilian grunge.
And
I mean, I don't blame him. Brazilian grunge is amazing. They have a great rock and roll scene. This is the band Do Amor.
It doesn't exactly sound like grunge to me. It does sound rock, heavy rock.
I guess I meant like a 90s
sound. Yeah. When I listen to the beginning, it's like they can't help themselves because they're Brazilian. That intro, it was like they meant it to be simple, but there were all these interlocking rhythms going on at the same time. They were trying to make it a simple rock thing.
Brazilian rock is really interesting because they always incorporate like a lot of Brazilian rhythms, and it's a really interesting fusion.
From what I'm hearing on this track, they're mixing all these different elements. It sounds very period. It sounds like maybe 70s, you know. It almost has a disco drum part to it.
They also have a very operatic, you know, with the little screams that are interlaced.
Right.
They have like this very dramatic and operatic quality that reminds me of another Brazilian band we featured recently, Cerebro Eletrónico.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's that very Queen, you know, Freddie Mercury, you know, the wailing guitars,
right,
and the operatic vocals and the screams. I really like what they're doing.
Speaking of wailing guitars, there's a nice guitar solo in this song. Since we are guitar heavy today, I brought in a guitar player, something from a new compilation album from an artist by the name of Omar Rodriguez Lopez. This guy is really interesting. He was a guitar player for the band Mars Volta. He's a Puerto Rican guy from Bayamon, Puerto Rico. He was raised in El Paso, Texas, and he fell in with a bunch of rock guys in the late 90s. He got involved with an addiction with some of his friends, and then one of the guys died in an overdose. It convinced him to quit drugs, and he had this creative rebirth as a result. And since then, he just plays music nonstop. He's doing all these interesting stuff with guitar-based music. It's very 70s retro. He's influenced by King Crimson, as you can hear in this cut, influenced by Jimi Hendrix, by the jazz guitarist John McLaughlin. And this album that he has out called Telesterion, it's a compilation of some of the stuff that he's done. Check this out. When it came in the mail, it's a double CD set. It came with another CD of his where he's playing with a trio with his brother. And then there's another CD that it was a completely different group and a completely different sound.
Wow.
The guy is amazing.
Prolific.
He's very prolific. I think he's somebody definitely we have been watching and should watch out for because he's just an amazing musician.
Now we have to move on to the classic song of the week. In the show, we listen to new music and we premiere tracks, but we always have a special place in our heart for classic Latin rock and alternative songs.
And this week, it's Caifanes. That's one of the most classic choruses in rock in any language. I really love that. This is the band Caifanes from the album El Silencio, and this is called Nubes. And it's from an era when I first started discovering rock en español. This band, this album, I just listened to it incessantly because, you know, I wasn't really aware of what was going on in Latin America, and I have a friend of mine, she started showing me all this stuff, and it was like opening the clouds to a whole new world, and I heard a lot of fascinating, interesting music, and this band just really stuck out. Looking back on it, they're incredibly popular. They were very well regarded around the world, not just in Mexico. All the elements were there with this band.
Thank you.
Okay, we've been talking about guitar players. This band had a very good guitar player, Alejandro Markovic. And I think what really made them stand out, in addition to the musicianship, is that voice.
Recognizable.
Oh, Saul Hernandez's voice. We featured him on a recent track, and he still sounds great. And this is where it came from.
They're an iconic band. And you're right, that verse, vamos a dar una vuelta al cielo para ver lo que es eterno. Let's take a spin around the sky to see what is eternal. It's a good pickup line.
Speaking of guitar players, I mean, this album was produced by a guy named Adrian Belew, who used to play with King Crimson. He played with Talking Heads. He's an American guitar player, amazing guitar player. He fell in love with the band. They produced this band, I think it was 1989, 1988, in Wisconsin, of all places, where they recorded the album. If you listen real closely, you hear a lot of nice little guitar stuff throughout the whole album, because it was produced by a guitar player.
Felix, we've been listening to a lot of rock and roll, but you know that I can't keep a couple of dance tracks out of the show.
Bring it on, baby.
This is Quantic. I want you to tell me if you recognize what song this is. This is a cover song.
Is it Rosa Maria Baila la Cumbia?
Think a little more like in this century.
Should I have recognized it by now? Because then I don't know the song.
So this is Quantic. We're premiering this song, actually. It's from his upcoming album, Hip Hop in Cumbia. And, well, you know, the title is pretty self-explanatory. It's classic hip-hop tracks done in cumbia style.
Oh, that's awesome.
And this is called Dre en Cumbia, which is Dr. Dre's Nothing But a G thing.
That's awesome. What a great
concept.
How can
you be from California and not know this?
It's rap and hip-hop. I wasn't listening to a lot of, at the time. So, I'm embarrassed to say I wouldn't know the song. Quantic sounds familiar. I know we've had him on the show before. Remind me who he is.
Quantic is a British producer based in Colombia, and he plays sort of like cumbia and other traditional styles of Colombian music. He's been learning accordion for about 3 years in Colombia and Panama. One of his teachers is Colombian master accordionist Aníbal Velázquez. And this new album is pretty amazing. He does cumbia covers of Missy Elliott's Get Your Freak On, Outkast, Miss Jackson.
Oh, what a great concept.
It's a great concept, and it works.
Oh, that's so cool.
Okay, Felix, are you ready for a little bit of tropical fever?
Only if I'm able to walk out of here in one piece.
What am I supposed to say? Am I ready for tropical fever?
I like this kind of tropical fever.
Yeah.
This is cool. Who is this?
This is Chucha Santa Maria y Usted, which is Puerto Rico's Sofia Cordova and New Yorker Matthew Kirkland. They are based in Oakland and they do a lot of Latin fusion type music. I mean, I hold them dear to my heart because they also do a lot of Italian disco, which I love, Italian disco.
I like their approach and I like the way that they have her vocals mixed in. It does. It creates sort of this almost feverish, almost hallucinogenic space. You know, it's
like you're feverish because you're dancing so much.
It's because you were sick or something and you start to hallucinate. But either way works for me. The interesting part of that album is that it's a song cycle chronicling various Caribbean histories and cultures. It's a great record. I really like it. It's coming out, I think, late June. It's something to look out for. It's very good.
Chucha Santa Maria actually reminded me of Spanish musician El Guincho. He does a lot of Caribbean-inspired songs with a lot of pan-steel drums and Jamaican rhythms and reggae-style rhythms. In fact, the next artist I wanted to share with you, she does a cover of one of El Guincho's songs. This is the Andrea Valenci Trio, and the song is Licra Mistral.
Another very distinct voice.
I would predict that Andrea Valenci is going to be the next big thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is a cover that is very, very different from the original El Guincho song. She's doing something much more Fiona Apple style, which really showcases her voice and is melancholy. I love this rendition. I actually think it might be one of those covers I like more than the original.
Well, I would like to hear more from them.
No me confundas más, has dejado de asustarme y siento miedo.
As always, this has been an amazing collection of music, an amazing stew, so to speak.
Don't forget, you can hear the songs we featured today in their entirety on our website, npr.org/altlatino.
And check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
Thank you to our wonderful producers, Mike Katziff and Jessica Goldstein.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Gars. This has been a scrumptious Alt Latino.